Hi babes, my name is Tran and I'm a 20-something-year-old just trying to navigate life. Walking to the beat of my own drum, I'm excited to take you along my journey. Showing you that through authentic living, a whole lot of self-love, and intentional actions in the right direction, you too are capable of creating a life that you're obsessed with. So are you ready? Because I thought so. Let's go. Hi, my love. Welcome back to another episode of Girls in the Gaze. It's such a pleasure and a blessing, honor, and all the things to have you back for another episode. Bestie, we are so close to hitting a very huge milestone, and between the two of us, it's 30,000. That is 30,000. Okay. Downloads of this podcast, which is insane. Please, bestie, if you haven't already, please do me a huge favor and take 2 minutes out of your day to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will truly help the podcast and the algorithm and really up the ante and help the exposure of allowing other besties to welcome in and welcome other besties, that is, into our community and have them be a part of our message, our conversations, and just the kiki. So please, if you haven't already, do me the biggest favor and rate the podcast and let me know so that I can personally thank you, or share it also on your Instagram story so that we can help get the word out and other besties like us can listen in and chime in and be a part of this change with us. With that being said, I also do want to take this time to personally thank you for hitting this huge milestone with me. It truly takes a team and a village. I truly couldn't have done this without you, and I'm so honored to be able to walk this journey and path with you and to be able to have witnessed all these different milestones and share them with you. So my love, thank you from the absolute bottom of my heart. Without further ado, bestie, let's get in on why we're here. Let's chit chat. As 2024 is on the horizon, I start to think about the things that I will need in order to create a prosperous new year. And what I mean by this is it started to make me think, like, what are some things that I need to let go of, some habits I need to let go of in order for me to create an environment mentally, physically, and around me in order to curate the year that I anticipate and desire. And it made me start to think about a few things that I know for certain I want to let go of, and I wanted to share them with you. And maybe this can help spark some inspiration and help curate an environment for you and allow you to start thinking of things that you need to comb through and like do some maybe like winter cleaning, if you will, and let go of some things and shed that layer to you and leave it in 2023 because it taught us something. But now we can move forward with that clarity and that confidence in order to execute on 2024. The first thing that I am constantly going to work on and leave in 2023. First is my fear and doubt. And I know that this is something that I will always feel and will come with the territory of hitting the ceiling of your comfort zone. And I heard it best on a podcast recently. I forgot who, but basically the podcaster was saying, when you start to feel uncomfortable, you start to feel this fear and you're like, oh my gosh, can I do this? And you're questioning your abilities. That just means a shift in perspective. That just means like, hey, like, look, like you haven't yet done this. This therefore means you're just hitting the ceiling of your comfort zone, which therefore means you're pushing yourself, you're growing, and you're stepping out of your once knowing and that normalcy. So therefore, that means that this comes with the territory of being stretched and, you know, the growing pains, which that could be something that is that. That shift in perspective just made me realize, like, wow, like, how awesome is that? How awesome is it to be able to witness fear or feel self-doubt, feel a little bit of that anxiety and all of that pent-up emotion? This just might mean you are hitting the comfort zone that you once were at previously in that standard, and now we just have to draw a new line, and we have to be able to challenge ourselves and step into this uncomfortability in order to witness our glory and witness all of our full potential. How can we take this even a step further and lean into now more curiosity with that shift in perspective of like knowing, hey, like I now am stepping into a new era of my life. I'm now stepping into a new season that's requiring me to be stretched and grow. And I'm feeling a little bit of the growing pains. How can I lean into this a little bit further? How can I ask myself, like, how can I lean into this with more curiosity? Ask for more support. How can I look at this season as a qualifying stage of my life that is teaching me something crucial and critical in order for me to continue continue to evolve and become the person that I know that I'm destined to be. Because I know if I settle and I stayed in my comfort zone, I wouldn't be able to see my potential fully, and I might end up walking away with regret and remorse, feeling and knowing that I chose to deliberately play and stay small. Because it truly is a choice. It's up to you and how big and bold you want to show up for your life. And I always tell the members at the gym in the studio this, because if you didn't already know, I'm sure you do already, I'm also a part-time coach. And so I always tell my besties, do not leave anything on the table. Do not leave these four walls knowing that you could have given more to yourself and walked away knowing you could have done 1% more, one more rep, one more push, one more set, whatever that looks like for them and their own goals. Do not leave anything else on the table. And so for you, when you're hitting your glass ceiling, when you feel like you're like, wait, I think I'm being stretched, I'm leaving my once comfort zone, I'm leaving this once era version of me and stepping into something new. And even if it isn't like a huge step, it doesn't have to look like something like so entirely transformative where you don't even recognize yourself. It could be something as little as trying something new for the day or whatever that is for you, however big or small. It still is requiring you to change and alter your brain chemistry to do the new thing, to step out of your comfort zone. And that is something worth celebrating. However, you will always feel the fear. You will always feel some type of doubt because you're doing something for the first time, something you haven't yet done ever before, or maybe it's only your first or second step in trying this new thing. You need to give yourself a lot more grace and a lot more time to figure it out and a lot more resources. So maybe you loop in some friends, some besties, a coach or whatever that looks like for you in order to help you guide through and step into this even further. And again, like I said, lean into this with more curiosity and lean into this by making the process more fun, by trusting and knowing that it's all a part of the process of qualifying you to become a bigger, bolder, better version of you. And while I know this podcast episode is more so titled and as I started, things that I'm leaving in 2023 in order to have a prosperous 2024, while I can't necessarily leave fear completely, I can learn to dance with it, right? And I think that's kind of what I mean. It's like, how can I dance with fear? How can I dance with the self-doubt and limiting beliefs and allow myself to feel my emotions, because all of that is part of the human experience. And that's what makes up me. And that's what makes you, you. And we all have our own comfort zones that we want to play in, but also realizing that everything comes with an opportunity cost. So how can we dance with the fear and appreciate it for trying to protect us, but realize this is where we need to rise to the occasion, wrap ourselves up with more love, more grace and resources in order to continue to push forward and at least take the next best step, that 1% more, as I always remind you. The last thing that I wanted to focus in on with you, that I really want to focus on myself to leave in 2023, is bad habits. And what I mean by this is anything where I'm making a promise for myself and I'm not keeping it, or not being consistent on the promises I also made to myself. That comes with that same territory, being consistent. I know consistency compounds, so there's so much power there. And the last thing as well is procrastination. All of this I kind of put under the bucket of bad habits, because these are the things that I know I need to do, and the single needle moving things in my day, in my goals, that I know I have to do. And sometimes it's so easy to do, so freaking easy, but also so easy not to do, that I just don't do them. That is when it sucks the most, because then I'm like, oh, like if only I just went to the gym, I told myself I would go to the gym today, even if it was 45 minutes, like all those little things where it's like we dismiss them. Bestie, as I mentioned fear in the beginning, this is how we let fear win. It's when we give in to that bitch voice in the back of our mind and we don't triumph, we don't overcome, and we don't raise to the occasion, and we don't let our bad bitch voice over talk and over speak and overshadow that small version of ourselves that's keeping us stuck, keeping us playing small and not helping us blossom and move and grow into the person that we know we deserve and could be and really step into our potential. So in order to disseminate fear in that little bitch whiny voice, we need to build our confidence. And in order to build confidence, build discipline, we have to do the things that we told ourselves we would do. Yes, bestie, I know, work. We have to show up. We got to do the thing. We have to grind. We have to put in some elbow grease in order to build the version that we want to be. Our magical selves, the person that's earning this amount of money, doing this business, this body, this health, isn't going to magically appear on your lap. And I'm so sorry, Bessie. That's just not the matter. And because of, and you know what? You probably don't even want that anyway, because how can you sustain that version of you, that healthy version of you, that financially wealthy, rich, bad bitch version of you, if you don't know how to build it, sustain it? You don't know how to sustain it because you didn't build it. So you didn't have the infrastructure to continue to keep the longevity of that for yourself. So while we have this perfect version of ourselves that we want to achieve and the goals that we want to reach, but it's ironic because sometimes we just don't want to do the work in order to sustain it or make it come to fruition or make our goals come to life. We are always procrastinating, or we have bad habits, and we don't fulfill on those promises that we already made. And we think that, oh, it's like one more, it's just one day not showing up for the gym. It's like not that big and not that deep. And yes, maybe in the grand scheme of things, one workout you missed doesn't matter, or one day of you not showing up for going after your goals, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme. However, where I'm trying to get at is it's the narrative, it's the discipline, it's the confidence you're trying to build and the person you're looking to become and qualify and show up to be. That version of you that you want to be does not make excuses for themselves, does not discredit the small, minute details, does not glaze over those small items, because they know those small items make the big impacts. Those small moments, those small things that you could do, what you could, you don't have to do, those are the things that are deposits into your confidence bucket, because that version of you, that version where you're making the money you want to make, doing the business that you want to do, having the physique that you have, that version of you does not neglect those finer details, and they know the importance of all of those minute details because they understand what it takes to stay disciplined and understand what those fine details are in order to be able to sustain the success that they are looking to achieve and be a leader in this space they are looking to carve out. Trying to cut corners only speaks of your character and the character that you are looking to build going after the goals that you are going after. So please do not self-sabotage yourself and the person that you need to become by trying to cut corners, trying to fast pace what it is and procrastinate on your goals through those bad habits. So Bessie, this is my reminder to you that 2024 is a brand new slate and it does not have to be what 2023 was. And also, that's also to say that there are good things that you learned in 2023 that is now in your toolbox and toolkit that you can absolutely take with you in the new year. I don't think you have to reinvent yourself and reinvent the wheel completely. There are things that you learned in this previous year that you can absolutely take with you, and things that you also learned through that didn't serve you that you can leave behind and thank them for teaching you. But now you know better, and now you have a different perspective and a new lens for your life and a new trajectory moving forward. Everything is just a puzzle piece to your greater vision. I'm so incredibly proud of you. I cannot wait to see what the new year has in store for you, and I'll catch you on the next episode, Bestie. Bye. Mwah. My love, if you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it for you, please do me a favor and get onto social media. Help me get the word out by tagging me. What was your favorite part about this episode? Please go ahead and let me know. I'm excited to hear from you. And until next time, have a blessed day. You got this.